Welcome to Sports from the Couch.
I gotta say, it's the stupidest thing in sports.
With your host, Mike Mercado.
Players cannot stand them. Coaches cannot stand them. Most importantly, the fans can't stand them.
Brought to you by Mercado Airways.
I'm gonna say it once, and hopefully I'm wrong, but it's a disaster waiting to happen.
That is so bad, that is absolutely brutal.
Hello and welcome in, friends, to another edition of Sports from the Couch here on Mercado Airwaves. I'm your host, Mike Mercado. I want to thank you so much for making us a part of your day. On today's edition of Sports from the Couch, we need to talk about the Chicago White Sox being eliminated by the Houston Astros in the American League Divisional Series in four games. They lose game four, 10-1. What went wrong? Who is to blame? And what does the future hold for this White Sox team? We get to all that and so much more. But before we do, let's take care of some housekeeping notes. You can follow us all over the universe. I'm on Twitter at Mike and Media. I'm also on Instagram at Mike Mercado Media. You can be interactive with the show on Twitter at Couch Sports Talk. And if you would like to keep up to date with everything we're doing on the network, follow us on Twitter at Mercado Airwaves. Like, rate, review, and share us wherever you get your favorite podcast. Give us 5 stars at Mercado Airwaves. We're on all major podcast platforms. You can also subscribe to us on youtube.com/Mercado Airwaves Network. See the video version of the podcast. Hit that little bell and subscribe button to be notified every single time we upload a brand new episode. We're also on Roku. Shout out to the Rewind Sports 60 and Jerry Riles. Give us a like over there at Roku, the Rewind Sports 60. You can become a producer of the network. Get your ad promoted right here on every show on the network by visiting us at patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves and check out our swag over at teespring.com/Mercado Airwaves. Don't forget, if you're here locally in Chicago, every Sunday night, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., we recap everything that was the weekend sports in Chicago on WCPT 820 a.m., where facts matter. It is then posted all over the universe on YouTube, on SoundCloud, on Spotify the very next morning. That's the Sports Cubicle with my co-hosts Devin Tingle, Dan Marver, Paul Shavari, and of course myself every Sunday night here in Chicago. Let's get right into it, guys. It was a crazy game four, right? White Sox lose 10-1, eliminated from the playoffs. And I have some thoughts, some things I just kind of wanted to talk about. And I guess before we really just break this whole thing down is I can see both the frustration and the optimism from a lot of my friends who are Sox fans, a lot of people in this industry that cover the White Sox. I think it's going to be a very interesting offseason, and I think the conversation is going to need a little nuance when it comes to this team because there's a lot of blame to go around. There's a lot of success too, and we're going to get to all that. But I think for the most part, it just feels like there's something undone, unfinished business, if you will. The danger is there's nothing guaranteed. And I think before we really get into this, I think that's something that Sox fans need to understand. Baseball fans need to understand. And it is something that Cub fans have dealt with in the beginning of all this as they've seen their team kind of go through their own rebuild process in the Chicago Cubs. Nothing's guaranteed. And you got to strike while the iron's hot. And I don't know if the White Sox are going to have enough time to do that. They got the talent. They got the infrastructure right now to do it. It's time to spend money. It's time to pull the trigger on things. And it's time to take advantage of the situation you're in. But they didn't do that in this case. And it possibly cost them a trip to the World Series. At the very least, it cost them a divisional series. And we're going to talk about all that. And I think the first thing we want to tackle on this edition of Sports from the Couch is what went wrong. The obvious thing, and trust me, I know you guys are waiting for it. We're going to get to the Tony La Russa thing. I'm not here to completely bury the man. He's got his faults and his blame in this series. But I think the first thing is they didn't hit. This was a team that slugged its way to a really good record, has some of the most deep, most talented group of guys on a roster in anybody in Major League Baseball, but they don't do the little things correctly. And that is why you're supposed to bring in somebody like a Tony La Russa. But again, we'll get to that in a little bit. In the series, they simply didn't hit. They didn't get guys on base. When they did, they didn't bring them in. And it wasn't unless you had these crazy all-time great home runs like you did in Game 3 or random home runs here or there in a game. Like, there was nothing consistent about this White Sox team. And when you're not hitting, when your big bats aren't doing anything, like an Eloy or an Anderson, Robert, like, you just keep going down the list, how are you supposed to win a series? All right. Well, then you look at what else didn't work. If the thing that got you there isn't working, the thing that helped you just as much as anything in the first half of the season was your pitching staff. And that disappeared. You couldn't get guys into the fourth or fifth inning. And that was just going to deplete your entire bullpen. From Lynn to Cease to Rodon. I mean, it just wasn't good. And we saw issues the entire way of the second half with Carlos Rodon specifically. He didn't look right. He looked hurt. He couldn't get the velocity up. And if all you're doing is giving somebody fastballs, they're going to catch up to it at some point. Kopech, especially bringing him in that second game, when you did, the fact that you didn't warm him up when Rodon was looking like he was laboring. Lucas Giolito has had great games against Houston. I mean, if it wasn't for that offensive explosion, there's just so much weirdness that came from this team that was let down, that carried them, that helped them so much throughout the season. Now, if you're looking for something that Tony did, it was the lack of shifting. Houston was always in the right place at the right time because they knew they had the data and they utilized it. The White Sox didn't, and it cost them every single time. These guys in Major League Baseball in 2021 are so smart, and they got it down to a literal science. And it seems like the White Sox just ignored it. They don't implement the shift that much to begin with. Yet look around all the teams that are still alive in the playoffs. They do. It was a critical thing, and we saw it bite them in the butt. And the Astros were always at the right place at the right time. Now, if you've been following us here on Sports from the Couch, if you listen to us over at the Sports Cubicle, I said the White Sox could go as far as Houston let them. And I know that it was a weird thing in June for people to hear, but I always thought this was the buzzsaw of a team. They have a good enough pitching staff. We saw it. They got a consistent enough lineup that other than Maldonado, 1 through 8, they are in murderer's row and hard to get out. They have a veteran manager. They've been to the World Series. This is a hard out of a team. Then you look at the White Sox. So you have that matchup with Houston. And, you know, on paper, people can make the argument that the White Sox have just as talented of a team as Houston. But it's all the other intangibles. And one of the big things is inexperience from this White Sox team. And that's what Tony was supposed to help with. But this team has never done anything. And I don't mean that as like to be rude, to be mean, to cut the knees, but think about what the expectations were, what they put on themselves, what the fan base put on. That wasn't on purpose. That was because they brought it in, they invited it, and we could see the talent in the roster. But this is a team that has only won now 2 playoff games, has never gotten out of the divisional round. Or, I mean, I guess because it was a wild card last in the pandemic season and this is actually the divisional series. They didn't get out of the first round anytime they've been in the playoffs. You can't win a World Series unless you win a divisional series first. And this White Sox team hasn't done that. So then you look around that whole roster. When you met a team that had a Correa, a Tuve, a Bergman that have seen it all, done it all, that's where those type of things matter. That's why when you hope to bring in a La Russa, that it actually helps them. And then the big thing that everybody could see, you don't have to be an expert, you don't have to have a show. The Astros were killing them by paper cut. From game one, this team was just getting hit after hit after hit. And for the Astros to have so much calmness throughout the entire series, never feeling like they were out of it, even if they were down, they always felt like they were going to just chip away. They were going to just chip away at whatever the lead was, whether they had it or not. They were just going to add on to it. And when you have a team like the White Sox who are going to put guys on base, because they're not shifting, they're not properly playing defense, then leads into one of their big Achilles heels. This was a bad defensive team. This is a team that batted the ball around really a lot. This is a team that didn't play the outfield well. And Grandal is notorious for letting balls pass him. This guy has been benched in playoff series before because he's done that. And something I didn't account for was I accounted for the bad defense. I accounted for the inexperience. What I didn't account for was what Houston was going to do in game four on the base paths. Every single time Rodon threw a ball and it hit the dirt and Grandal couldn't get it, they were on the move. And we even hear there's reports that Carlos Rodon didn't want to throw anything like that because he was nervous. You can't have that if you're the White Sox. Maldonado can't hit for a lick. And he kept the White Sox in check. He kept control of that pitching staff. You know, it's an interesting thing of when you're building a roster that's ready to win a championship, where they're serious contenders, it's moves like that that make the biggest difference. The margin for error in a series like this was that small, and all it was Altuve being on base, and every single time that ball moved a little bit on the dirt, he was gone. Changed the entire game. And that's against a team that already is notorious for playing bad defense. It was shocking to not only not see them play the shift, but also just let Houston do whatever they wanted to on the base paths. That was crazy. I almost didn't believe it as I was watching it. Like, you're not going to throw the ball. You're not going to check. Like, Kopech, let them do whatever they want. It was a bad showing in that sense, and it cost them that game, I think. So, you lose 10-1. The bullpen didn't help you out. The starting pitching didn't help you out. Your hitters didn't help you out. What do you do? What does it mean? What? How can you put a bow on this season? And I think the big kind of exclamation point on this, or kind of the last thesis of this, would be, was it a failure? What is this 2021 season for the Chicago White Sox? I think, firstly, was it a failure? Yes. While it was a fun season with a lot of moments of success. All these things can be true. This was a failure of a season for the Chicago White Sox. They did not win the World Series. This is the same team that demanded to be respected and to be considered contenders on social media, in interviews. The way they played on the field, rightfully so, they dominated. They destroyed the AL Central. Overcame so much adversity from injuries. This is a team that talked its stuff, rightfully so, in the regular season. They were the ones that were telling us they were all in and bust, both actually in interviews and by bringing in a TLR. You don't bring in Tony for a team that's developing. You bring him in to try to win a championship. So with all that context, yes, it's a failure with a lot of success because you did run away with the division. You did win a division after not last year. A lot of your guys did develop. You do feel like this team is probably in a better place now than they were just last year. But this was a failure for the ultimate goal. Does it mean that the window is closed? No. It means the window gets a little tighter. It gets a little harder because you're a year deeper. Teams get better. The league changes. Injuries happen. You've seen it. How much it could derail you. That's why you got to strike when the iron's hot. Was it a failure for the Chicago White Sox? Yes. Was it a season full of awesome moments? Of course, and I hope White Sox fans enjoyed it. But when the ultimate goal that you have put on yourself, it's not everybody else, that you have done, that falls on you. It is a failure because you set the expectations. You did that from ownership all the way down to the captains. And I think that's why when you say failure, it's a hard word. It's a hard F word to say. But there's truth to it. There's nuance to it. There's many layers to it. Ask them. Ask the players themselves if they feel like it's a failure. You know, they're going to look back at time and think about how much fun they had, all the good times that they had winning, and so much personal success, and guys are going to get paid because of this. But they all felt like they were championship contenders until other championship contenders showed up. This was a team that didn't have a great record after the All-Star break. This was a team that didn't have had a record below 500 against teams, playoff teams, teams with 500 records or better. They beat up on bottom feeders, which you're supposed to do when you're a good team. There has been development. They probably are in a better place. But the ultimate goal was to win a pennant and get to the World Series, and they didn't do either. It was a failure of a season. With the asterisk of, it was a fun season for White Sox fans, and there was a lot of success in it. And you learned a lot. But, in my opinion, a failure nonetheless. So then you move on. Well, that's how the failure came is here. You've gotten to this moment. How do we get to that fail moment? And who's responsible for it? And what do you do because of it? And that just leads into, will Tony come back? And my answer is yes. But then I have a counter. But why? See, what did he do that made you better than Ricky? They both have made the same mistakes. They were throwing more middle pitchers and leaving guys in too long. Defensive switching, which made no sense at points. And both of them have the same amount of playoff wins with this roster. Obviously, Tony La Russa, Hall of Fame baseball person, as he likes to say, Hall of Famer, all-time great. I'm not comparing him to Ricky Renteria. But what I'm asking is, what benefit did Tony bring onto your team? It wasn't anything he did with your main. It wasn't anything he did with accepting and embracing the analytics and these other tools at your disposal. You didn't win a playoff series. You won one game. What is he bringing to the table? Is it going to cost you that AJ Hinch is in your division now too? Somebody you could have had? How long is he in this ride for? All reports are saying that he's coming back, but it doesn't matter if Rick Hahn wants him back, if Kenny wants him back. If Jerry wants him back, he's coming back. And if you read the words he has, it seems to me pretty clear that he's going to be coming back. So, yes, Tony's coming back. But why? Let me know legitimately, like a non-confrontational, if you will. Let me know on the comment section below, all over the universe, on Twitter at Mike and Media, Instagram, Mike Mercado Media, and of course, here on Sports on the Couch on Twitter at Couch Sports Talk. Will Tony La Russa come back to manage the White Sox? And if so, what benefit has he brought to the team? I want to know your thoughts because, I mean, other than being Tony La Russa, I haven't seen anything. And the things that he was supposed to help or be the X factor for didn't pan out. So I really want to know your thought. You're tuned in to Sports from the Couch here on Mercado Airwaves. I'm your host, Mike Mercado. We are recapping the Chicago White Sox losing to the Houston Astros in three games to one. Houston Astros take the final game of the series 10-1. And a lot of questions about the White Sox moving forward. And, you know, one of the things that kind of upset me, I don't even know if the word is upset, but it just goes back to TLR. It's like, him then fighting with the Astros after Eloy got hit, and yeah, it sucked, and whatever, Altuve got hit, and it's just, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything because you were already losing. What are you doing? What is this performative act? It was just weird. And I think that's one of the things that bugs me more, and I don't understand about organizations. Why is everything so complicated? Why does everything have to be so weird? Why can't you just be simple? I heard somebody say it on sports radio today. Milwaukee loses that series. They're disappointed. They lose in four games. A lot of people had them as a dark horse. They go quietly. They don't say anything. This White Sox team, always something's going on. It's very, very just wonky to me. The other big thing then from this playoff series is what's going to happen to what's next for Carlos Rodon and what do you do with Michael Kopech? For Carlos Rodon, I think he's going to hit free agency and they're not going to pay him. Somebody's going to pay him. I hope he gets a good amount of money. But I don't think it's going to be this organization, which means you're going to have to address this pitching staff, which you're already going to have to do to begin with because Dallas Keuchel can't be trusted. Michael Kopech, is he going to be able to pitch over 150 innings? Is he going to learn more pitches to have and not be a thrower, but be a pitcher? And he's a hell of a thrower. So the White Sox, have problems now. One of their strengths this season is going to become a weakness. And then it's going to lead into one of their other weaknesses, their notorious perspective or their perception of being cheap and not going after free agents. Because they're going to have to. Look at all the teams in Major League Baseball right now that are in the postseason. They all spend money. Minus, I think it's Milwaukee and Tampa Bay. They all spend money. The White Sox are right there. They're middle of the league when it comes to payroll. Pay some cash. Get some guys in there. And get this right. Stop making stupid mistakes. Play disciplined baseball. Follow the data. And let your talent take over a series like it should be able to. And that's not just on the managers. That's just not on the front office. That's on the players too. This was a total ball drop by the front office and the players. Period. They all failed. And they all disappointed themselves. And you could go from this is how, if you're looking for a stamp on this, the microcosm, just one scenario to show that this was an entire thing, an entire organizational failure. Rick Hahn and Kenny Williams trade for Craig Kimbrel. Craig Kimbrel comes to this team. Now you have two closers, right? With Hendricks and Kimbrel. Well, it's up to the manager to make sure that he talks to his guys, knows his personnel, and puts them in the right scenarios to succeed. One guy says, I'm okay going to the eighth. What do? You put the guy who's not cool with going to the eighth, and you move him in the eighth. And then it just never works. Because you don't want to switch things up. You don't want to adjust if you're Tony La Russa. And if you're Craig Kimbrel, you've been broken other than that when the Cubs pitching lab fixed you. Hall of Fame, catcher probably. But it's been broken. Failure on all levels. Failure on the manager to put his player on the right place to succeed. Failure on the front office from making the trade to begin with. Failure on the player for not delivering. An entire F across the board. White Sox fans going to think I'm going way too hard on the paint because I'm a Cubs fan. I will say you're a hater. Just kidding. I understand it because there were a lot of good for this season. And there's a lot of teams, a lot of sports cities that would love this type of failure. But the Chicago White Sox, for so many different moments in this offseason, during the middle of the season, even in this postseason, were World Series darlings. They played so great at times. They literally ran away with the division by midsummer. But it's because of that we really didn't get to see this team tested. It's because of such a early lead and dominating performance to start the season, we didn't question the diminishing returns of that pitching rotation or the lack of winning against a good team. And finally, I caught up to them. Do I think the window's closed? No. Do I think this team has a chance to win a World Series in the next years? Yeah. But I just caution everybody, not just White Sox fans, any fan of an organization, any sport, where you might have a quote-unquote window. Don't take it for granted. It's not guaranteed that you're going to win anything. The Cubs went to 3 straight National League Championship Series, have 1 World Series, and a blow-up of a middle of a season to show for it. It's not a guarantee spending money gets you there. It puts you in a better position. This team obviously has done a lot of things right because it survived a bunch of injuries. It scouted very well. But this is a time now where you got to put all the pieces together. And when it's this much, an inch of a difference from winning, from being eliminated or winning a championship, you got to take full advantage of all of it. From every political point to any dollar your owner gives you, you got to make it count. And if you're a White Sox fan, if you're the Chicago White Sox themselves, you got to do it now. You got to strike while the iron's hot. It's sure as heck frustrating, I'm sure. And I'm sure there's a lot of disappointment. I'm sure there's a lot of people looking and seeing all the good in it. But there's unfinished business. If you're asking me if this were the Chicago Cubs, and for a long time it felt like this was the Cubs going through this, there's unfinished business you have to do. You got to win that first one. But if you want to be a team that people think can win multiple championships, have this long contending window, you got to win your first series. So I challenge the White Sox, spend some money, make things right, and if Tony's not the right guy to do it, Jerry's got to be the one to move on from it, to move forward from Tony. And if Tony is the guy to move forward with them, Tony's got to adjust. We thought he was doing that. It seemed like he reverted back as we got closer to the postseason. But if he's the man, then he's got to do the right things. He's got to adjust. This team's got all it takes. You just got to put it all together. And that's easier said than done. I understand that. But after seeing what happened this postseason and seeing what's going around the entire league, it's unfortunate that the White Sox won't get a bite at Boston. And who knows what's going to happen on the other side. But that's baseball, right? That's baseball. And the White Sox had their chances, couldn't put it together. But now you got to dust yourself off. And both Chicago teams have to go to the bulletin board and come up with a new game plan. Let me know your thoughts, though. What did you think about the White Sox performance in the divisional series against the Houston Astros? How would you label this season? Was it a disappointment? Was it a failure? Type of season? Was it a mid type of season? Was it a great season? Where does this rank amongst seasons of the Chicago White Sox? I want to know your thoughts. Follow us all over the universe. I'm on Twitter at Mike and Media, Instagram Mike Mercado Media, and of course be interactive with the show on Twitter at Couch Sports Talk. Like, rate, review, and share us wherever you can check your podcast at Mercado Airwaves, and subscribe to us on youtube.com/Mercado Airwaves Network. Get your brand or your organization, your logo, sponsorship right here on the show by visiting us at patreon.com/Mercado Airwaves, and check out the swag over at teespring.com/Mercado Airwaves. Don't forget, if you have a question, a comment you would like on the mailbag edition of Sports from the Couch, leave us an email over at sportsmercadoairwaves@gmail.com. That's sportsmercadoairwaves@gmail.com. And if you're in the Chicagoland area, join us this Sunday night as we recap Bears versus Packers and, of course, everything of the fallout of the Chicago White Sox being eliminated from Major League Baseball's postseason. That's this Sunday night on the Sports Cubicle on WCPT 820 AM in Chicago. Enjoy all the games. Please take care of yourself. Take care of each other. We will see you next time here on Sports from the Couch on the Mercado Airwaves Network. I'm Mike Mercado.